This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. A new car is kind of like a new book. It takes you places you never thought you could go. What will you drive into the next chapter of your life? It's fun to dream about your next car, but when you're done dreaming, you need to head to Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you find your dream car. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
It's a long story, but it was Y2K. So there was a buzz in the air. I thought the world was going to end.
Oh,
so I had to bang this old lady.
Yeah. Was she kind of attractive for an older girl?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I always say Jennifer Aniston after a fist fight. I'd say. Yeah.
3, 2, 1. We're in.
Look at this.
We might be drawing Sip Sox collab. Mark Norman, Sam Morril joining us today. We just did their podcast. Probably out already. Probably.
Maybe.
I don't
know.
I think this comes out in a week or two. We don't really know. It's funny when people are like, you got anything to promote? I'm like, dude, when is this even coming out?
September?
It could be. We didn't even talk about the correspondence. I mean, have you guys talked about the correspondence dinner yet?
No, that was crazy.
Oh, fuck. Here's your takes. I just like the, I like Dana White on it. He's just beasting. Have you seen Dana White in it?
What'd he say?
He didn't, everyone's ducked down. He's just sitting there, just like staring, like waiting for the shooter.
He's not bulletproof. What
the hell's wrong with
him? He's on a Cybertruck, you know what I mean?
I don't know. He looks like a circumcised, like Michelin man. If you took the guy behind the tires away, like that's Dana White.
I love that every headline's like, shooter was apparently not a fan of Trump. I'm like, yeah, he showed up with weapons. We know.
Right.
Yeah. We know he didn't like him.
They just need to get the word Trump in the title just so it gets more clicks.
Did you see the lady stealing the bottles of wine?
No.
Oh, I love this woman. You know, they're all this commotion, and she's like, she got some champagne and wine and got out of there.
I just want to know how early in the dinner that happened. Did people get food? Was it just kind of like, all right, we're done here, I guess? Like,
yeah. Some woman stands up, I only got the jalapeno poppers. What the fuck?
Everyone's starving. They're like, you shoot me.
Yeah, and still better than a comedian performing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. People are talking about it. There was someone killed.
Somebody died?
No. Someone got shot.
Did they?
Oz the Mentalist.
This is
he was there.
Michael had such a funny take on it where I'll let you say it, but.
Well, I just saw him in the video. Maybe this is the exact take you had, but it's like, I don't give a fuck about my ATM pin. Know this is going to happen.
Right.
You're a psychic.
Yeah. Right.
You're not going to
sense anything. You know, a dog starts barking when a storm's coming. He wasn't like, hold on, I'm getting a different reading.
Nothing.
Hold on, an airdrop. There's a shooter.
Right.
Nothing. He was doing tarot. One of the cards didn't say duck. Like nothing.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted
to laugh, but good point's fine.
Sorry. No, you're blowing my mind.
So we strive for as comedians. A good keen observation. That's what we care about. Yeah. He gets a big gig and then he loses it, I guess, immediately.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
You don't get that back, right?
Well, he gets paid.
Do you get paid for that?
Yeah.
I think that's an exposure gig.
There's
no way you get $15,000 to host the Oscars and you're getting a big paycheck from.
Is it $15,000 to host the Oscars?
That's what Kimmel said.
What?
He said it was $15,000.
Damn.
Maybe it went up. I don't know.
No, but he.
It's never someone who needs the money.
No.
Sure,
but doesn't he have. He works for ABC. Am I dumb? He works for ABC, right?
Who?
Kimmel.
Yes.
Or CBS,
yes.
Whatever the fuck. Right. So, but he probably has a massive overall.
Right.
So, like, that's you know,
baked
it's like, oh,
into it.
Yeah. Kimmel's not doing anything for $15,000. He's not going to eat Pringles for $15,000.
No, but it's a prestige gig and it's a, like, I'll get a lot of eyeballs gig.
Mm-hmm.
He has so many eyeballs.
Not like something the Oscars. New. The Oscars are.
That's true.
That's true. Clipped.
Although, I guess it goes down every fucking year, right?
Yeah, it does.
It's just weird when you don't have anything to promote, like a tour. You're just like, watch the show I do at night. Like, it was awesome for Nikki doing that. Emmys, I believe.
Emmys.
Whatever it was.
Emmys, yeah.
It's cool when it's a working comic. It's like, yeah, I just hosted the Oscars.
Yeah.
See me in Toledo also.
Right. Kimmel's just like, yeah, I do this also every other night.
I think it's a notch in the bedpost gig. Yeah. I did the Oscars once. I've done the Oscars. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like the whole, I think, I'd love you to take on this, the Oscars, right? It's like the idea of like the actors being like, I just did it in front of other actors. I think back in the day, people weren't as honest and didn't have that much information. So they didn't realize how masturbatory that was. And I think now we know so much truth and honesty that we look at that and we go, the fuck is this? Like,
yeah.
I think we have more like, what the fuck is this?
Of course.
Because we have so much more information.
It's so masturbatory. I'd rather watch my phone where someone's eating a sandwich and then rating the sandwich. That's much less masturbatory.
Why is it always in a car? Does it have
always,
to be in a car?
Always
do
a car.
Do they do that for a sense of like urgency? It's like, I just got out of the restaurant. Now I can eat in the car. Because someone who's doing it at home, I don't care. But in the car, I'm like, how are they going to pull this off?
It is.
Yeah, why is that?
It is amazing how masturbatory social media has become. Because like, remember when there was like two critics? There's like two film critics. And no, there was like a bunch, but like two were maybe good.
Right.
And now everyone's just like got a page like, these are the movies I think are overrated. And that's the whole fucking page.
Yeah, and it gets a million views.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like you work at Hobby Lobby. Why the fuck do I care about what you think about this next
Everybody's
movie?
Everybody's doing reviews. Everybody's on social media too. I just got, right before this happened, I got a post like, we should collab. And it's a guy who makes cannolis. Like,
whoa.
This is everybody's making social media.
Are you going to do the
course.
Collab?
Absolutely. Use a cannoli as a fleshlight or something. I don't know. But it is just funny where it's like, you know, his dentist was like, didn't he give you a headshot or something?
Buddy, I was getting oral surgery. Hell. Sucking his dick, but I was getting oral surgery. I jumped everyone. But I was getting oral surgery, and literally before he gave me the fucking gas or whatever, he had a headshot. And he's like, oh, man, I love your stuff. Hand me a headshot. I'm not a cassette. What are you doing?
This is what you get for living in Los Angeles.
I know, dude. But it's got to be a New York thing too, right? Everyone's doing content in some
That's what
capacity.
You want from your doctor. It's like, hey, are you a good doctor? I could do a good Brando impression. got a nice Christopher Walken.
Got a great moonwalk. But it used to, I feel like for us, we like grew up wanting to do entertainment. Now there's so many people who never even thought about it. Like, oh, I guess I could monetize
I
my
know.
Business or my career.
That's the thing.
Which
we got into
stand-up.
It wasn't like a real career.
No.
Like, all my heroes were broke.
Yeah. Right. And alcoholics and drug addicts. Yeah. Half of them are dead now.
And now people get in like, oh, there's like a good payday. I'll just do stand-up. You're like, oh, shit. That's not why. Like, it's awesome that it's working out this way. But that's not. I got into this because I'm like, I love stand-up.
Yeah. Well, who would have thought we'd miss gatekeepers? You know, he used to be like, fucking Comedy Central won't book me, those pieces of shit. Now I'm like, get a guy to say no to all these people. Please. None of these people should be involved in this.
We need more no's. And if a comedian's saying no to the other people, then it comes off as salty.
Yeah.
Like, if he's saying, like, this new age shit isn't working, then everyone's like, well, you're just old and you don't get it.
Right.
And we'll lower that too, but you know.
Yeah.
Right.
You think we're going to circle back? You know how everything just comes back to how
I think so. I think so. And really? I think the cream tends to rise. So there's a zillion people on TikTok. Because you used to just compete with other comedians. Now you're competing with a lawyer who's funny.
Yeah.
You know?
I hate that now everyone wants to be funny. And I know that's like a high currency and whatever. And there are some weathermen who can dance good or whatever. And it's entertaining. But it pisses me off to everything, every commercial, everything. I'm just like, dude, this is Fruit Ninja. Why are you trying to be funny? Mentos commercials are funny?
But no, I know what you mean. Yeah, everyone wants to be funny or hot. And then some people are both.
Yeah.
And that's really annoying.
That makes me angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all hot.
Right. Welcome back to Stubble and No Stubble. Good to be here.
Hey.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy
this
shit.
Is just us and... What, 9 more months of doing the road?
Yeah. I've been off the road for a minute. I feel a little bored.
What? Why?
That first weekend bag start itching around Friday at like 6 p.m.
Well, you know what happened? I was my agent's like, it's a bad sign when your agent's like, take some time off the road. I'm like, all right.
And you're like, you guys have enough money?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't it. But I think they're just like, you're running yourself ragged. And then like, you know, take some time off. And I was like, all right, drank so much the first week. I had to get a fucking endoscopy. And the guy's like, yeah, your stomach's kind of fucked up. You got to lay off.
So you were drinking more at home than you were on the road?
Totally.
It's usually the opposite.
Well, I got a job to do on the road.
Right.
I can't show shit face.
So you're not doing spots in town or you're just fully off?
Yeah, but I can be buzzed. Also, you're done early some nights.
Right.
Know. It's different. Yeah, you got
to. Can you go up pretty
job.
Sauce, pretty boozed?
No, you think you can, and then I'm like, I'm funny drunk, and the guy's like, you're funny or sober, and I'm like, nah, and he's like, listen to the set last night. I'm like, all right,
and you listen
like,
back, and it's like, and that's like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
I did the same joke three times.
Fruit Ninja, why did I say that? What the hell's going on?
And you start doing like crowd work that's not even crowd work. Some whoa, what's up with this guy? And you're like, I'm a doctor. Hell yeah. So
still hits.
Know.
And then in your head, you're crushing.
I know.
You're a doctor, prove it. Give me your headshot, dude.
So you're just home and you're just boozing up and
yeah, and then you're just kind of bored. I don't know. I like the road. I like the lifestyle. I mean,
it's great structure.
The travel sucks, but the gigs are fun as hell.
I
like going to different cities. I like
love it.
And I like going to cities I've been to. And you're like, oh, I got a routine.
Yeah,
there's a diner in Rochester, New York. I like
get excited about.
There's a coffee shop in Spokane. Like everywhere you go, you got a spot.
This is what I want to. I need to get better at the Trevor is very, very good at like being like, oh, I woke up and I did this thing in this city. I'm a very big, like, I wake up, I go to fucking Starbucks, I go to the gym, I go to the gig. Like, I don't do anything. And my kids are gonna be like, how was the road? And I'm like, well, fucking Starbucks Egg and bites. Minneapolis was cool. Like, yeah. I got nothing.
I think you mix it up. One day you do the gym, Starbucks, jerk off all day, hotel room, and then one day you get out there.
Yeah, I
know. Don't confuse it because you don't want to be out there jerking off on people.
Jerking off at Starbucks.
Shit. Make sure you know which day.
How's this for a cream top?
You walk into Starbucks. You guys got a floor? Excellent.
That's a callback from our boss.
Go check it out. Listen to them simultaneously at the same time.
But you know,
it just depends on the city. Also,
you need stories. You need shit to talk about. And like, I'm envious of guys like Ari Shaffir who just disappear and go like 6 months. Not actually jealous because I don't want to do it. But I'm like, it's cool that he's got all these crazy stories.
Totally.
You got to live a life we're talking about.
God damn.
Sip Sox family, this first ad is brought to you by Prize Picks. Listen, the NBA playoffs are finally here. And honestly, this is the best time of year to get into Prize Picks. Every game matters more. And now there's actually a fun way to follow all the action while watching the playoffs. What I like about Prize Picks is how simple it is. You just pick more or less on player stat projections across your favorite sports and build your lineup from there. That's it. Super easy to jump in, even if you've never tried daily fantasy sports before. They also have some sick features too. My favorite is probably the early payouts. If your player starts absolutely cooking early in the game, you can actually take cash out before the game even ends. Also, right now during the NBA playoffs, they're doing the Do It Live NBA Finals Sweepstakes, where if you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick during the playoffs, you could win a trip to the NBA Finals. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code SOX to get $50 in lineups after you play your first five in lineups. That's code SOX to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA.
God damn.
Yes.
I didn't know we were going to be podcasting so much. I wish I had more story. Like, every once in a while, I'm like, I burned a good story in my act. And now that was like my good story for the year. That was like my crazy life experience. I don't know.
But not to bring up the New York versus LA thing. That's why this city is like, you can just walk out and bitch just hits you in the fucking face. And in LA, I'm just waiting in my stupid apartment for my stupid fucking, you know, quesadilla from a brand deal from DoorDash. They're like, that's it. That's my whole... I'm like, oh, what am I going to talk about? Oh, I don't know. I fucking woke up. I went to the gym. I got a quesadilla from DoorDash. And now I'm at the fucking... And now I'm at Laugh Factory. I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm making up stories from fucking when I was 6 years old.
I know. I noticed a lot of comics at the store have a bit about what happened on the drive over. That's how they open.
Right.
Like, oh, the drive over on the five or whatever the hell it is. They're always talking about that. And you're like, ah.
Is there an equivalent in New York where it's like kind of the subway thing on the subway over here?
Sometimes. But
yeah.
But you live here long enough, you're like, that's like early New York stuff.
Yeah, good bit's a good bit anyway. When someone's like, you know, don't talk about flying. I'm like, well, I fly a lot. Someone's a good bit.
That's where the funniest shit is. One of my favorite jokes I just did last night was about a lady going to Buffalo, had no legs. All Buffalo, no wings. And it's just such a quick, fun one. But she literally had no legs. And we're sitting next to each other on the flight. That's where our subway is for LA guy.
Right.
It's like the airport is our subway. And that's just where you see the most amount of people.
That joke's got legs, weirdly enough.
Honestly. Put it in.
Love it.
I know you already recorded it, but do it again.
Here, somebody take it. But yeah, I think that's part of having a girlfriend that I like. But one I really like is like she forced me to do shit that I don't want to do in the moment. I'm like, I don't want to go to a fucking farmer's market.
Mm.
But then you're there and you're like, look at this idiot. You start writing down. You get sketch ideas and you get, you know, good bits out of it. But having a girlfriend, I do so much more than I normally would, or else I'd just be sitting in the room just you know, playing some NCAA.
Fucking Final Cut. Just like, what am I, again?
Yeah.
Again?
I think it also depends on the city you're in to do fun stuff. Some cities are surprising, but sometimes it's just like, you look around, I don't know if there's a whole lot to do in Dayton.
Yeah, you'd be true. Shocked. You'd be shocked. Everybody maybe sometimes they got something.
Yeah.
And I mean, you said you're a paintball guy. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Weird shit wherever you go now. I don't know.
And that's the beauty of booze. You can be in Dayton and be like, this is fucking, you know,
Atlantic City. This Dayton bus is crazy. Yeah. There's cops chasing me.
Exactly.
That is true. Bank. That is true.
Hey, Mark, yeah. I got a great new Dayton DUI bit. It's
yeah,
killing.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's true. We were in Memphis and we drove past that the pyramid. You're like, what is that? They're like, oh, that's a Bass Pro Shop where the Grizzlies used to play. I went there, you know, the opening night. It's like you have so much to riff on at that show.
Yes.
And sometimes those riffs carry on to the other shows and whatnot. But also you're like, you're not going to plan. Like, we got to go to the Bass Pro Shop. Like, I think whatever
impulse. They don't travel too far as a white in Memphis. That's
no, my advice. No. I was like, we're going to the Bass Pro Shop, white. Our North Star of being white. But
So did you say that Bass Pro Shop was in where the Grizzlies used to play?
Yeah, it's like this giant like pyramid.
It's that big.
Yeah, it looks like a Luxor.
They're huge.
There's a hotel in there. There's like a giant aquarium. There's ponds. It's kind of like the Memphis Disneyland a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's something that you drive right past and you're like, I wish you go there. And you go in there like, thank God I did.
Mm-hmm.
Very bizarre in there, but very like, that's their culture, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
You riff a line or two about that up top. They're like, oh, he knows ball. He knows knowledge.
Exactly.
He cared for our town.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shows you give a shit. I'm with you, man. Like so much stuff I don't want to do is where I get my best shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know.
So I got married.
Fucking GIMP Sepsis party. And
you went to what?
No, I was kidding.
Oh, I was like, oh, sorry, now this is the story I want to talk about.
My bad.
No, but you force yourself and you get shit. It's crazy.
Yeah. You got to get out.
Let me ask you an interview question, Marcus. So where'd you, I don't know this answer, obviously. Where did you meet your wife?
At a comedy show.
Really?
She was on a date and with some guy and
some fucking loser, idiot, ugly.
Crowd work. How long have this loser?
Yeah. And I guess it wasn't going well. I had a decent set and she DM'd me. Yeah.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
And she had a decent set too.
What? Hey. She DM'd you?
Oh yeah.
What was the she
quoted the bit. I can't remember. It was some bit.
Oh,
but she
that's
did a,
great.
And I was like, hey, she listened. A woman listened to me. That's crazy.
She loves this 9/11 bit. This is great.
And then we met up at a bar that night or the next night.
That night?
I think it was that night. But I was like, I can't meet up till like 11:45 because I got sets. And she was like, Jesus. She had a day job. So she was like, oh, this guy just wants to fuck.
Yeah.
Which I did. But but yeah, then we met up and she was game and we hung out for like hours and then I walked her home and I remember she said, I would bang you, but I just got an IUD in and it's still kind of funky.
Oldest excuse in the book.
So I fucked her anyway. No.
But now, I have a daughter.
Yeah. So then, yeah, that was it. And we kept in touch.
Dude, she literally said, I would bang you?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh,
she was cool. I remember being like, hey, this gal's fun.
Good was there egg, any part where you're like, I don't, yeah, whatever you got going on down there, I'm down for whatever.
Well, I think it was like new and hurt and you got to give it a week.
Yeah, but
you're
dick a small tear.
Yeah. That's true. That is true.
What a funny thing you could have said. I'm not going to reach that. I'm not.
You ever hit one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, it's spicy.
They sting. It is awful.
Yeah,
it's like a paperclip.
Like a fishing rod. Like the fishing wire.
I will get a Bass Pro.
Yeah. Bass hoe.
I will say though, like, Bass you know, I got my dick is very average. When I'm in there, I'm like, hey, yeah, I got it. I got it.
Oh, yeah.
It feels good.
I know.
It's like when you get the number one on skee ball.
You're like, you're touching net, you know?
Getting
a little bit of confidence right there.
I never did
that. That is a white guy touching net.
Yeah. Touching net is, God, the feeling of that. I couldn't even imagine dunking. I don't know why I ever would.
Dude,
touching net in middle school,
did,
high school? Ugh.
I did like a tour promo with Robin Lopez. And this is a funny thing, whatever. When he just lifted me up to dunk. And honestly, dude, I was like, in my little kid head, I was like, I'm dunking. Yeah. Like I just try to
like,
convince
leave me
myself.
Up here,
yeah, convince myself I was dunking.
Had the time of my life, the dirty dancing.
There's a where I grew up. There's 7-foot hoops at this like elementary school. So to play there, you feel like a make a wish kid because you can dunk on these things.
Right.
And you're half court is like a three. So then you could dunk and just the testosterone and the feeling you get just playing on these hoops.
Well, what's the WNBA height?
It's the same height.
Is it 10?
Yeah. Same
that's,
one.
That's misogyny.
Yeah.
Come on. Let the ladies have 8-foot.
No, that's why they make it a big deal when a woman dunks, but it's just usually like a tip-in dunk.
Yeah.
You should not get like a foot or two. Then you can get some Vince Carter-style dunks and get the whole arm in there, you know?
Because somebody should do the math because women, on average, are so much shorter than men. So do that with the rim.
The ball's smaller.
Okay.
Interesting.
And more colorful for some reason.
Yeah.
Why would they do that? Isn't it? It's like white and orange.
Oh.
Am I lying? Is that right?
You got something there. Or maybe the Globetrotters.
I've never seen it.
No, it's... I don't know. Maybe I'm remembering like the when WMA first came out. I know the ball was orange and white. Maybe it's not anymore. I don't know.
Pull it up.
We don't have any hair. Oh, okay. It sucks.
All right. Shit.
Is there a reasoning why it's the same height?
I mean, I think.
Equal pay.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would just be insane for people to be like, basketball, cool. This is 8 feet for you guys. Because you guys are so teeny.
But if the ball's the smaller, height. Then we're acknowledging that it's a different thing.
Oh, whoa.
That's what I'm good. Saying. Like, it'd be so much, it'd be so sexy, a windmill dunk.
Yeah, that would help the numbers.
It's like her face, like, on defense, smacked into the whiteboard. You got all the, like, the makeup on it.
It's all about, like, the extra pass because there's no dunking.
Layups. Mm. Yeah. Exactly.
I will say, it is entertaining.
I like it.
It is entertaining. Look, it's like, now, like, the three-point shot, they're like, I mean, they're...
They can shoot now. The skill level has jumped up, and like the pay hasn't, but the skill level has really jumped up.
I think it has gone up a little.
It's gone up,
but it's funny when they're like, she's like, it'll be like a $900,000 max contract, and you're like, that's like minimum wage in the NBA.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's like her towel boy is making more money than you in the NBA.
It says her name and then her position and then her second job. It's like power forward, substitute teacher.
Uber.
As a guy who goes to a bunch of Knicks games, how does it feel to be on the Jumbotron? How do you play it cool? You're like,
we were we had fun. Remember that
That's
game?
That's fun.
We were at a game and Josh Hart, I fucking love Josh Hart.
Oh, he's the best.
Comes over and fist bumps me and then he turns around and he goes, oh shit, I see you, Mark. And he fist bumps Mark and I'm like, I've never seen him so fucking pumped.
I got wet. It was crazy.
Dude, who's Josh Hart? I'm an idiot. I don't know.
He's like the glue guy on the Knicks. He's fun as hell.
Really?
You're a couple of glue guys.
Hey.
Steph sucks. But yeah, no, he's cool. He's the muscle.
God damn.
This ad is brought to you by Shopify. Starting something new isn't just hard, it's terrifying. So much work goes into your business and you're not entirely sure if it'll work out. And it can be hard to make that leap of faith. But with Shopify on your side, life becomes so much easier. Shopify powers millions of businesses around the world and makes everything insanely simple. You can build a clean online store using ready-to-go templates, run emails and social campaigns, and even use their AI tools to help write product descriptions and improve product photos. The biggest thing is everything's all in one place. Inventory, payments, analytics, customer support, all of it. You're not just bouncing between 100 different websites trying to figure your business out. Plus, that Shopify Pay button is everywhere for a reason. It's one of the best converting checkouts on the planet, which means less abandoned carts and more sales. It's time to turn those what ifs into cha-ching, baby, with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/socks. Go to shopify.com/socks. One more time, that's shopify.com/socks. Cha-ching.
God damn. I saw a clip of you, and if I'm misremembering this, shoot me in the head, but weren't you like thumbs down in a way? What was it?
Like any comic, I know where the camera is.
Of course.
And I saw CJ McCollum torch us in the game, and I was like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
So part of me wanted to do the middle finger, but I'm like, if I do the middle finger, they're going to take the camera off me immediately.
Yeah, right.
So I just hit him with one of these.
Yeah.
And I knew they had, apparently my friend told me they changed the camera pretty quickly after you did that. But you got one of these and a Nixon 5 right behind his head.
That's big.
Yeah, yeah. That's huge.
You know what's a good one is if you get on camera, one of these. You know, just the real stinker.
Dude, when did CJ McCollum get unwashed? What happened?
He's always been good.
Really?
Yeah, just put the guy in the right system. Nah, he's good. It's funny though. Guy behind me kept going, Urkel.
Oh, Urkel.
And these guys here, it's funny. Guy, I don't really do that shit. I'm too old, but like, this guy was way older than me. But he yelled another thing. This guy, Kuminga, he yells, you're going to be playing in Athens next year. I hear it's beautiful this time of year.
Oh, so long-winded.
And Kuminga, it was a long one. And Kuminga turns around and goes, shut up. I was like, holy shit, he heard him.
Wow, you're going to have a Ron Artest moment. He keeps going.
The only time I ever sat on floor seats was during the preseason. So no one was talking shit. But during a playoff game, it must be wild.
It was fucking, it was stressful. Yeah, no, it's amazing. But
you went game two?
I went to one and two.
Oh, you love
I went to a friend took me to one. And it was fucking wild.
And are you paying for that? Or is that just like you know a guy?
They hook it up.
Hey. Oh,
that's
great.
MSG's the shit.
Really? You played MSG, right?
I did the theater.
The theater. That's still incredible.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Like that celebrity entrance, everybody's going to that shit. That's like, feels very.
Especially
like
the playoffs.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Spike Lee, Timothy Chalamet, what's his name? John Stewart's there a lot. Ben Stiller.
Stiller.
Yeah. New York City has such good. I love that side talk.
they do the
sidewalk talk.
But they get those clips and they're always filming about those.
The fans are fucking nuts. I love it.
The fanship out here is awesome. LA, nobody really gives a shit. Like, we won the Super Bowl a couple years back and nobody even knew when the parade was.
It's like a new team. Who cares?
Right. But like, I love how diehard those are.
Oh, the city's a buzz.
Yeah.
Dude, those poor LA Rams fans, they suffered for three whole seasons waiting for a Super Bowl. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Dude, Knicks haven't won in over 50 years, so there's like a real hunger.
Oh, there's a build. You're just a constant edge.
Dude, the coolest thing ever is there's Knicks fans everywhere, bro. I was at a Clippers game versus Knicks, and me and my buddy are Knicks fans, and we were and there was like, "Let's go, Nick!" the entire Intuit Dome.
Yeah,
and it was just like,
that's most LA.
I'm looking around, I'm like, this is so fucking cool. Like, there's like 19 Clipper fans there, and there's just rack of Knicks fans. And it happened in Atlanta. It was like, "Let's go, Knicks!" in Atlanta, like loud as shit. Was it game 4-3, whatever it was? It was so funny.
Wow. What about the Raiders? Does anyone care about them?
Nah. Well, they just got the new kid, Fernando. So they're pretty fired up on him. Yeah.
Maybe. You never know what the first
pick. It's so much pressure being the first pick. You're also so young in the NFL where everybody's like literally 30.
Isn't he old, though? Isn't Fernando old?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We don't have a fact checker here.
No, we don't. We usually have a podcast.
I feel very raw here. Someone look up something.
Yeah.
This is the 90s.
Mark, are you a sports guy or just kind of like?
Well, he got me to the Knicks.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it. And my wife's a big hockey cunt. So she's
hold on.
Big so we got Rangers tickets recently. That was great.
I love it right before this. We're like, we gotta be careful what we say about women on this pod because we always get in the doghouse.
Sorry, she's a hockey whore. No, she's
slut for a stick, you know?
But she can play. She plays on a league and all this cool stuff. Yeah, she's really good. She grew up playing, blah, blah, blah. And so then we go to games sometimes.
That's fun. You guys ever, I feel like that's how you get into sports is like you microdose your way in. Like I'm a Rams guy, which, you know, long season, but what? I have the build of one.
Yeah.
Thank you. But it's like, I'm only a fan because they started inviting me to games.
Yeah.
And then it's like another, you know, like, oh, come to this game, come to that game. All of a sudden now I'm like, I'm driving in my car watching the Rams.
Whoa.
On my phone.
Yeah. It's a drug.
It's
you give
quick.
A taste.
It's quick. It's
now
quick.
You gotta, now you're hooked.
And you start to follow the players and the drama.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I love that. These guys, sometimes you're going to get older. You got to reinvent yourself. It's fucking fun.
Yeah.
I kind of like knowing a little bit about a sport because then you can add into a conversation.
Yes.
Like, you know, in your argument with your girlfriend and you got like a fact to drop and you're excited to say that.
Sure.
I almost feel the same thing if somebody's talking about football. I'm like, well, you know, hey, I actually didn't go round one because blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like I really am like, oh, I'm adding something to this.
Yeah.
It also gives me a hobby. Like, I'm so bad at having other things besides comedy. So it's just nice to like give a fuck about like the Knicks or give a fuck about basketball in general. Cause you're like, my brain is full of other stuff besides just being like, oh, the tag didn't work. I'm a loser. Like, it's just, it's so nice to have other things to
and
think
it feels
about.
Good to care when they start winning. You're like, oh, yes, dude. Fuck yeah, yes. Come on. Yes. You don't really get that all the time.
Do you guys have extracurriculars? Like, I know New York has so much random shit in terms of like pickleball or like kickball. I know Schultz is way deep in that.
Oh, he
plays
like
pickleball.
He's not pickles, paddle. Yeah.
I don't know what the difference. I think one's like French or something. Yeah. I don't know what the difference is.
It's like pickleball, but gayer.
You have to put the end of the stick in your ass. It's really weird.
That's how you hit it. Dude. Yeah.
But I'm good at that. I know that. All right.
I got to get into that.
Yeah.
Any not really.
Shit? Yeah. What do you do? Mark's a skater.
Oh, that's right.
He got a shout out from Tony Hawk as being a good. They were like, "Who's a good an entertainer? Who's a good skateboarder?" And he goes, "Mark Normand." And I was like, "Holy shit!"
I know that was crazy because he could have said any famous guy.
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
Sick.
So I did his podcast. Really cool. That's what's crazy is you be doing comedy, you get to meet Brunson and all these guys, and I get to meet Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Did you grow up? Like skating?
Big time. That was my whole life. Yeah. You know, my parents were just like, get out of the house.
Yeah.
And we didn't have paintball money.
Yeah.
So
a lot of my friends were skaters too. And it's like, it's fun hanging around them because they just view life differently. You're walking out. They're like, oh, this is seven stair. This is 7'2".
Exactly.
Same terms. And they're getting geeked up on it. I wasn't really athletic, so I couldn't do any of that shit. But I respected their game.
Well, it's very, I know it's just, this is getting a little heady, but it's very parallel to stand up. You know, it's an individual sport. You're on your own, and you learn a new trick. It's like learning a new bit. You have to fail with it for a while. And then you get it one day, and then you're killing with it.
Dude, there's something about the solo sports.
Yes.
I remember reading Agassi's book, and it's like one of the coolest.
I love that book.
I think it's like the best sports book ever read. I think it's fucking phenomenal.
It's incredible.
I mean, you're the offense, the defense, and the coach.
But
you're a water boy.
Like, he talks about like being on an island. He's like, you're just you're
a which
fucking,
one? Sorry.
But you're all by yourself. different island. And and you're just like, you go, it's like, you can't even have these fucking freakouts and yeah. shit. It's such a mental game. And like, you know, comedy, you're all, you know, you're on your own. You're fucking,
yeah.
It's on you. You fail, you can't really blame anyone.
That makes sense. What was your kind of like biggest trick in like the skate scene where you're like, that's on my like.
I don't want to get too technical, but please. I could do a kickflip, frontside nose slide, shove it out. That was like my big move. Damn. So that's three tricks in one.
You sound like a quarterback yelling a play.
Yeah. Like, that's a multiplier if you're playing skate. You know?
Right.
That's
what is it called? Kick flip into a frontside nose slide, and then you pop shove it out.
So on this mic.
Sounds like a sex act.
Right? Yeah. So to grind, right, it'd be like you'd
that's a 50-50 is a grind.
Kick flip.
To nose slide.
Oh.
Front side nose slide.
I got nothing.
Sliding backwards.
Right.
And then a pop shove it out, which is where you spin the board.
That's.
I have video of it. I'll find it. It's on VHS.
And how did Tony Hawk know that you skated? It's on VHS.
I think I just posted clips over the years, like old shit of me as a kid.
Do you still skate?
No, I'm too old.
You should.
But give me an hour, I can get something back.
I respect those skaters. You pass them in like Tompkins Square Park's a big skate hub.
Yeah. Yes.
Or like even in Washington Square Park sometimes, but like. Dude, they get hurt. It's like a cool discipline thing. They get hurt. They
totally.
Pop back up. I like it.
Yeah,
it's a
cool
community. They're nice guys.
Right.
Well, because they're humbled. Because they've fallen so many times. They have no like ego. Same with stand-up. They've eaten shit so many times. But yeah, there's this guy that just did some, like the El Toro guy. You see that?
Yeah.
But it's like, how big was that? How many stairs?
It's four giant stairs. So each stair is like this long. But it's four of them.
It's like nobody's ever done this. And this guy finally conquered it. And you see all
except
the
except for fails. A woman who got pregnant in Texas.
But these guys are flying at like 30 miles an hour over these stairs and eating shit, landing on their body. It's insane.
Wow.
And there's no wiggle room with skateboarding. No. You know, stand up, you're like, that joke kind of works. Skateboard is like, if you get 1 inch of a wheel bite, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you hit a pebble and you're done.
That's it.
So what's the end goal? Is it just like completing a trick and you're
it's
like
all good. Self-gratification. Right, it's right, all right, like, right. I need this for me. You know, I got beaten as a child. I can't get it up. I got to nail this trick.
If you have an abusive dad, he loves your skating because you can blame the injuries on him.
Oh, yeah.
He fell. He's always at that damn park.
I only did one of the black guys. Fucking relax.
You wearing knee pads around your dad?
No, I respect those kids a lot. And they're like, you talk to them sometimes and they're like, they're cool, man.
Very nice kids.
Because they've taken a lot of L's. It's a good thing for life.
It's like, it's all
public,
L's. Yeah, it's mostly L's.
It's public L's. Because they're not doing this in their bedroom. They're eating shit at a park.
Yes.
It's also because they're pushed out everywhere too. It's like, they can't go anywhere to skate. I mean, obviously there's certain places, but like I see kids, when I used to live here, I see kids all the time, security would come out, get the fuck out of here. It's like, dude, let them fucking skate.
Right.
They're not selling drugs and not shooting people. Just let them skate.
They might be selling drugs too.
Yeah. You know what? You know what you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw kids. We were giving a lot of AIDS out. movie did not help skateboarders.
Which one?
Kids.
Goddamn.
This ad is brought to you by Lumi Gummies. I know what I'm ripping tonight, and that is a Lumi Gummy. Why? It is consistent, mellow, and super delicious. Lumi Gummies are specifically designed to make you feel good, not stoned. Whether you're trying to chill out after a long day, get a little creative boost, or actively get good sleep for once. They basically got a strain for every mood you can imagine. My favorite right now got to be the sour strawberry cookies. The hybrid gummies are incredible. I took one the other night while I was watching a movie, and it was a perfect vibe. It was relaxed. It was kind of funny. It wasn't too headspacey. I really, really enjoyed it. I even gave my dad some. So ask my dad. Hit up r.wallace. Tap in with my dad. He's off the Lumis too. Every time he comes over, he's like, you got any more of those Lumis? You got any more of those Lumis? No guessing games. No, I took too much. Oh, shit. Just a good, relaxed vibe. I also like they have different options depending on what you want. If you need daytime energy, they got the sativa strains. If you want something more balanced, they got the hybrids. Great for that middle of the day, a little bit of late night creativity. And if you're trying to get knocked into the best sleep of your life, they got those indicas, baby. What I always say, indica into bed. That's the reason you get it. Lumi gummies are available nationwide. Go to lumigummies.com. That's Lumi, L-U-M-I gummies.com. And use code SOCKS for 30% off your order. Again, that's Lumi, L-U-M-I gummies, code SOCKS. Lumigummies.com, code SOCKS.
God damn.
The movie Kids?
That was a lot.
That was the joke with AIDS? The whole movie about AIDS?
No, it's a bummer, that movie.
Oh, it's a whole movie about kids and AIDS?
What?
I haven't seen this.
Who directed it? Magic Johnson?
Harmony Korine, right?
Yeah.
It's like a 90s.
It was gritty.
It's just called
it was shocking. It was a shocking 90s.
Oh.
It was a couple skater kids in New York City would go around banging girls and giving them AIDS.
Like on purpose?
Sounds kind of sick.
Oh, okay.
They didn't know they had it. They were like 14.
They had AIDS at 14?
Something like that.
God damn, they're living a fucking life.
It was a, yeah.
These guys don't kill Tony.
Yeah, dude, I got AIDS at 27. It's crazy.
14 with AIDS, I mean, holy shit.
That's accomplished.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're like,
good for you for getting laid that young.
Like, I can't even make it to my quinceañera and I got to fucking die soon? I got to start banging somebody. What age did you guys lose your virginities at?
16.
Okay.
Good
outside
for you.
Or inside?
Prostitute.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
First
New
one?
Orleans?
Well, yeah, yes.
What was his name?
Hey, Reggie. Oh,
it's
welcome
so
back.
Sad how that'll never not hit. It'll hit every
it's
time.
A good time.
So 16, were you just like, let me just get it out of the way?
I
and
mean,
pay
it's
for
a long
it?
Story, but it was Y2K. So there was a buzz in the air. I thought the world was going to end.
Oh,
so I had to bang this old lady.
Yeah.
She was
old?
Probably 55.
Yeah. Holy.
Yeah.
Do you ever think
the buzz with the flies around her vagina?
Two for two.
And she's probably dead now. So rest in peace to her. But
gotta be dead.
She killed herself right after fucking Mark.
Oh yeah.
And then you just skated away.
Well, I gave her AIDS. No. She was on a balcony flashing on New Year's Eve on Bourbon Street.
Oh wow.
She caught me looking. And I think she had a thing for young
just
guys.
Just like West Side Story.
Yeah.
You were 16?
Yeah.
Oh, prison.
Oh, for her. I'm a survivor.
No, for her.
I know.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Did she check IDs?
That's
or
what she's
like,
asked for.
Oh, no.
Nice tech deck. Show me your dick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good times.
Was it a good time?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Was it?
Sure.
How long did it last?
I mean, we went for a while because I was so young and virile.
Really?
Yes. She had a whole box of condoms, ticklers, dildos.
Did you do any of that? Just the normal
in-out? Just, you know,
were
meat and potatoes.
Were you nervous?
Terrified.
Did you know anything of what to do, or were you kind of just letting her take it?
This is how scared I was. She got naked in front of me, and I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. And then she goes, all right, now you get naked. And I couldn't do it. I was too nervous. So the best I could do is I got down to the boxers, and she was like, come on.
Like, I'm about
and
to.
I just slipped it through the hole.
That's
awesome. I couldn't take the boxers off.
Yeah.
I was too scared. So I fucked her through my boxers for
a
while.
Awesome. I love that.
And was she kind of attractive for an older girl?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I always say Jennifer Aniston after a fist fight, I would say. Yeah. A little banged up. You know, she'd seen some winters. She was like a Harley chick.
Really? Know? But after she was done with you, a little more roughed up or the exact same?
The catcher's mitt. Full on.
Damn.
Yeah. But we had a good time. And I think that's where I got the old lady fetish.
Yeah, we both. I mean,
really?
I think a lot of our generation likes older women, probably just from the MILF craze. I feel like we were the American Pie generation.
Oh, yes, yes.
Like the John Michaels.
Are you guys not into that or no?
Uh-uh.
When I was younger, I think like the older porn star, like the MILFs kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They just had like bigger tits, I think, of that. I don't know.
But there was something maternal and friendly about them.
Mm.
And also girls in high school were like, ew, to me. But like an old lady was like, let me get you some orange slices, you homo.
How old were these women?
Let me
make you a nice cup of tea, Mark.
You guys didn't
you want a Werther's original?
You like showing?
They were watching Matlock. I don't know.
Yeah, so you were 16 on Bourbon Street. That's kind of the best. And New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
What a great way to go into the new
Three,
year.
I know.
Two.
That was my opening line. I said, I don't want to go into 2000 a virgin. She went, well, I won't let you. And that was it.
That's
you guys
got to
sneak that into the movie somehow. If there's like a flashback scene or something.
That. Yeah. It's
yeah,
my
you
act
like,
now.
You can kickflip into her pussy. It would be great.
16 Bourbon Street. Sam?
I think I was 17. I'd gotten a few blowjobs before then. But the first
time
I had
actual
sex. Yeah. I think 17. And she was like a friend. She was a girl I was friends with. She was cool. And my brother walked in on it.
Whoa!
Yeah,
chair.
Yeah,
he had a camera
with
system
camera,
rigged
yeah.
up. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And no, he just walked in. I remember later he was like, I had walked in on him once, so he was like, I could tell he was the first apologetic, and then he didn't know what to say. Later he was like, well, I guess we're even. I was like, yeah.
Hey, all right.
But that's kind of cool for you to be like, oh, yeah, sorry, I'm just fucking in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of was like, is that friend you're always hanging out with? I was like,
nice.
How much older was he than you?
My brother's 5 years old.
I think he was talking about the guy.
Yeah.
Now, what position?
55 years old. Looked like a beat up catcher's mitt.
What position did
he looked like Jennifer Aniston, though, before.
This is ringing a bell. Hold on.
What position did he catch you?
missionary. I mean, this is
that's kind of a bitch when
you
come
don't
in
know
on
positions. Yeah, when you're 17,
I was just happy to be there. Dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and it was like that thing too when you're like, I don't want to make it like older than 17 because I know it doesn't sound that old.
But a lot
like,
of pressure at that age.
Yeah, because you're like, fuck. Because the girls are like, have you been with anyone else? And it's like a fucking job interview.
Yeah.
Because if you say you're dead, they're like, I don't want to be your first.
Right.
It's a lot of pressure.
Right.
I didn't know the girl I lost my virginity to. She had experienced these streets. And after I felt like it was a giant truth bomb. I was like, you were my first.
And she's like, I know.
Wow.
But she was like, okay. And I was like, I thought I was supposed to like feel something magical. But maybe
movies fucked us up.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's more like the female side of the first happening. But I think I was like, yeah. She's like, yeah. I was like, all right.
It's like an oil change, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like every dude comedy of that era and, you know, 80s to like, I don't know, like the 2000s was like, we got to get laid.
I know.
Yes.
That was every fucking plot.
So true.
Do high schoolers even like, is it guys like perspective like, I need that now still? Or they're just like, I just need a vape and a fidget spinner and I'm kind of good.
Yeah, that's good. I think they're like, I got to beat this Fortnite level. That's about it.
Yeah, that's me losing my virginity if I beat this Fortnite.
It's not as good a comedy.
But there was a
guys, this summer, we're making it to level 4.
Minecraft 2.
But there was that pressure taken off, and you couldn't wait to go to school the next week.
Oh, dude, I was the king of high school after that whore.
Oh, yeah. Because you bring it up in any situation. She was ginger?
No. We had such a good time. She actually liked me.
What?
Yeah,
how did that happen?
I don't know. I had no money anyway, so I would have ran out on her. But
you know died and dashed on
her. I didn't need her out.
Died and smash.
But
do you
know
how much she would have charged you?
I don't know. I don't know if she was actually a hooker, but she looked like one. She smelled like one. You know, if it looks like a duck, talks like a duck.
Yeah. And there was a row of men waiting to go in after you.
But there was an older guy there.
Oh.
Watching?
Well, see, this is the whole story.
He's the pimp or something?
So me and my friend, she invited us up. She swings the door open. There's an old guy with a leather jacket and a white beard staring at the door. And he goes, which one is it? And she points to me. And he brings my two friends onto the balcony and closes the door. And there's like a case of beer out there.
Oh, your friends were waiting?
They were waiting.
With beer? That's kind of great.
Yeah.
They're probably hoping you last a long time.
Yeah.
Did they go next?
They wanted to, but I felt so weird. I was like, we got to get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I just lost my virginity to an old lady. She might charge me. I have no money. Let's get the fuck out of here.
There was no exchange of like, this is going to cost this. She just went into it?
No, but she kept being like, give me your number. Let's do this again. We should make this a thing. And I was like, I don't want to know you.
You weren't curious? You felt shame.
I felt crazy shame.
Just
you
came.
Nutted. Yeah, crazy for the first time.
And here's the craziest part. Two of my other friends, we went with like 5-6 guys to Bourbon. Two of my friends got fake IDs, so they broke off early. Mm, and it's pre-cell phone, so you just lose them. You know, they're gone. Yeah. I still haven't talked to them. So then
they're being trafficked through fucking Sweden right now.
They're on a Netflix documentary right now.
They're in Russia. So
they're tied up. Remember Mark?
Y2K.
Yeah, I love his special. His rope burns on his wrists.
So we sleep at my friend's house. You know, we wake up on the floor. The phone rings. The house phone rings like 8 in the morning. My friend answers, and he puts it on speaker, and it's those two guys we lost. And they go, you're not going to believe. We met up with a couple college chicks. We fingered them, and I leaned over and went, that's nothing. I got raped. And we all died. We had a good time. But yeah, true story.
Damn. Oh my God.
I bet this girl was so sad after because they were so excited for the fingering. And then
I know.
Like, oh, damn. Just put their fingers away. Sad.
New Orleans is a magical place.
It's
so you go to downtown, if you're like searching for some adventure, you could find it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's not a lot of cities like that.
No. Right. I went on a weekday and it's really much more sad when it's not busy because no matter how busy it is, the same amount of crackheads and tweakers are out
there.
Yeah. So when there's less foot traffic, you really just see it.
No, you don't want to be there for the hangover. You want to be there for the fucking party.
Right. Yeah,
I think it's cool that like they're so gun heavy out there. Like every chef is just locked and loaded. He's like making an omelet.
We went together. Yeah.
We went somewhere at some random place on Bourbon Street and our chef making an omelet just got a 9 on his side.
Well, if you're in
he's flipping it with the weapon.
Yeah.
Egg scramble. But yeah, you don't see that shit, especially in California. It's like, I remember seeing the road just shows you that. I remember I was in Indiana. There's a guy with an M16 on his back. We're at a coffee shop.
What?
Oh, M16 shit. Is on his back. And you're like, is he? Well, I don't know.
Is he in the military? What's happening?
Yeah, military. Whoa. Is he looking for the White House? But every guy, you can just have that.
God damn.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I think it's a good reminder that everybody's dealing with something. Even the people that look like they have it all together. Me. I think a lot of us convince ourselves we just have to figure everything out alone. Or honestly, it's like, you know, you feel like you can't talk to anybody else about it or nobody's going to be able to relate. That is wrong. There are definitely nights where I just lay there and I think, overthink work stuff, future stuff, relationships, literally everything I can imagine, family, friends, everything. The brain is constantly racing. It's doing laps at like 2 a.m. and suddenly every problem feels 10 times bigger. And then by just talking to somebody who's unbiased and actually knows how to help can make a massive difference. I think a lot of people hear therapy and assume something has to be seriously wrong before you talk to somebody. But honestly, it can just be about understanding yourself better, handling stress better, or getting through a tough period without feeling completely alone. BetterHelp has over 30,000, that's right, 30,000 licensed therapists, and they match you with someone based on your questionnaire about your needs and your preferences. And if you don't like your match, you can simply switch therapists at any time. You don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up today and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/socks. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/socks. We thank BetterHelp for sponsoring the podcast.
God damn. And I think that's just how bad Indianapolis has gotten. It's looking like fucking City of God all of a sudden. You know? Yeah, but yeah, I've been down there and I've seen some shit. There was a shooting outside of my hotel when I was there. It's crazy.
This show's about
crime
to be insane.
but it's crazy violent.
Growing up in California, you never see guns in public, really. And then you're at a coffee shop and got an M16 on his back. You know, we call the cops? And he's like, no, it's just what it is.
No, just let him go to class. It's fine.
Fuck. But yeah, the road really experienced my life just because California is so sheltered in that regard that you go to Texas and all that shit's normal.
It's cool. It's cool about the country.
Up in front of Buc-ee's.
You're in the same country and you're like, this is another world.
Yeah.
You know, from like SoCal to fucking
Waco, Texas.
Yeah, it's crazy. Florida.
You get a weird love for this country, seeing pockets you never would
have really
seen.
You really do, man.
Yeah.
People are like, you went there. I'm like, you sound ignorant because you just haven't seen exactly these parts of the country. Like, any city in America is cool for like a fucking night.
Oh, yeah.
We'll figure something
totally
out. There's some party we'll find. There's some cool diner.
There's some hooker that's old, you know?
Right.
Some of my favorite moments are those stops you make just driving from city to city. Yes. You stop at like a gas station that's also like half a casino.
Yeah.
And they sell like alligator heads over there. And then you're just driving around the town. You see a school bus parked in the driveway. You're like, the fuck is this town?
Yeah, you see like a real Native American. You're like, are you here still?
But that kind of
give him a blanket.
Watch out for the polio.
Yeah.
But that perspective is just so different. Because if you're only airport to airport, you don't really get a full glimpse of what it is. But I like those random stops. Those truck stops, those are great.
And for guys like us, it's cool to see that world and be able to get the fuck out. He just lives there. That's just his life. That's his bubble.
There's some place you go, I understand opiates. Like,
oh,
I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Totally.
If I lived here for longer than 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's so gray in the sky.
Yeah.
Never
yeah.
any sunlight.
Yeah. Yeah, it is probably the best thing to do in Tacoma. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An opiate.
Well, there was some serial killer from Tacoma. It's either Dahmer or
Bundy.
Yeah, one of the Rushmores.
We don't have a fact checker, but it's one of the big guys.
Yeah, but like you go there and you're like, I get it. Yeah. These gloomy skies, it's always kind of raining.
Smells bad.
Yeah.
How much worse could a dead body really smell?
Exactly.
Do you guys have your cities that are like
many
never again? You're like, I just...
Syracuse is up there for my bottom of the barrel.
That's like our notorious. We had somebody yell it out of the show last night.
Once they got a dinosaur barbecue elsewhere, it's kind of like, that was your thing.
Yeah. Which was good.
It's great.
It's good.
It's not... It's a depressing... It's funny. So many great writers came out of there, though, because I think the sadness... Yeah, I think... I think Carver was Syracuse, or at least he taught there or something. And then, like, Jay McInerney was out there. All these great writers. And then it's like that sadness will make you come up with...
Oh, yeah.
But God, it's...
Well, that's probably so much good music coming out of Seattle.
Yeah,
it's a fucking horrible place.
It's so funny you said that.
But Rochester and Buffalo, to me, are way more fun. There's
fun.
Shit to do.
Fun.
Oh,
yeah. Rochester, right as fuck. Buffalo's awesome.
Buffalo's so fun.
I love it. Yeah, but there's a sadness to Syracuse.
Oh,
sure. I don't love it. And also, we played that fucking Funny Bone.
It's on the third floor next to a go-kart in Margaritaville.
Yeah.
It's just set up for divorce or death.
And someone like 3 weeks before, when I did a one-nighter there, jumped off the... There was a shooting in the mall or someone jumped off
the... It was the comic the week before you.
but you go there and you go, I get it. Like, I get it.
Dude, when I did there, you know how there's that hotel connected to the bridge at the mall? So I stayed there. 4 a.m, cops are banging on my door. Oh, I'm like opening the door, my boxers.
That's it, huh?
And you, oh, my God.
And you put your cock through and there's a hooker.
Yeah. And I blew a load. And the cops go, they open it and they kind of look at me and I think they might have known who I was. They go, we're looking for somebody. Is there anybody in this room? I'm like, no. They're like, all right, well, somebody's on the loose, but have a good night.
And then these are bad cops. They're just banging on the door.
It was like a movie, like being like, is anybody in here? I'm like, no, they didn't even check.
They're like, if you don't have any leads, neither do we. I guess we'll call it a night.
Super troopers.
But yeah, then I'm just laying in that bed. My heart is racing. Cops banging on the door. Yeah. And then you got to go to the funny bone the next day. It's awful.
And the room is awful. It's dense. It used to be an old movie theater. It's fucking horrible. Yeah.
High ceiling. Oh. It's bad.
But when you get the vouch from somebody else notifying that it also sucks, then it's globally sucks.
No, like, we all know. We all know which are the bad rooms.
Yeah, but you ever stay around after you have a rough set just to be like, was it me or is it the crowd?
Sure.
That's how I felt about like Syracuse. And then you're like Syracuse. And you're like, cool. We can all agree on that.
Yeah. That's up there. I'm trying to think. What else
is a
bad town?
For me, Naples, Florida, obviously I have a lot of bits about the hook is a bad one. Yeah, I
think that's pretty notorious.
I never played it. What makes it bad?
I remember I got buried by my opener too. Rest in peace, Eric Myers.
Oh, the guy killed.
Funny
guy.
So funny.
Very funny.
Oh. Yeah.
It was one of those where I'm like, we couldn't be more opposite acts. Yeah. It was high energy. I talk like this. When you go on after a high energy act that kills and talk like this, they're like, is he even fucking trying? Like, yeah, this is me trying.
Why is he whispering? Is this ASMR?
Do an
mukbang.
But I was bringing out like, this is my best show. I'm like, night one, you're like, let me do the new shit. Then
opening with the closer.
Then night two, you're just like, all right, let me listen to old shit. And let me scrap together the shit that's going to really kill.
Yeah.
And they just hated me. And, but yeah. Eric passed away, really funny guy. And
So funny.
Yeah.
Remember his Taco Bell bit?
Yes.
Dude. There's a few comics where I'm like, I've never seen someone crush. And there's one, he's one of them. And a Taco Bell, he did the Taco Bell bit in North Hollywood.
It's on YouTube, check it out.
But he wasn't getting what he deserved.
Right.
But he was doing way better than I was.
What the fuck do they want? Sound effects or pratfalls? Like, what are they?
I think certain cities that are ultra wealthy, but also like lack any, you know.
Culture.
Curiosity about, right. Like, they're not open about like the hours of entertainment.
Their city is their bubble. So
they're
just
like,
that.
We're rich. We don't give like dance. That's kind of their idea. It's not like a fucking city that's like really open to that.
Right.
You know? It's like New York is so open to that. Chicago, LA.
The variety of
San Francisco, all these like, you know, so many cities are open to it. It's really Naples is fucking.
But I know that feeling when you go up and you're like, so I'm in therapy. And they're like, we don't care.
Yeah.
What's this? Make us laugh.
Well, this is the show.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, this is the show.
Talk about your dick. I'm like, I got anxiety. And they're like, what? I work at a mill. Fuck you.
Well, they don't work at a mill. They were rich people.
Although, they're all retired.
It wasn't that.
That when you
pull
get up there,
golf
that,
carts.
When you
Florida
get up there,
is so hit or miss as a state. It can be the best show of your life or the worst show of your life.
Yeah,
that's true. Tampa's awesome.
I just take Tampa. Special in Tampa.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I
love
Tampa Theater.
Yeah,
that place is awesome.
Did you do Tampa Theater?
I did. I love
that place.
Oh, so fun.
Beautiful.
Some of those cities where like the local guy is like murdering. I used to do a show at a Marie Callender's, which is just like a pie shop.
I know it.
But like that's what I would do for stage time in the beginning. It's like I would do 10 minutes to host. I was the type of guy who would seat people and then do time at the end. I was like my own like radio DJ, just to get spots at the other place to, you know, bring myself up on the mic and be like, who's that guy? But I would do 10 minutes of what would work in LA and a bomb there. And then I'm like, who's this old fuck that's going to go up? And then he just murders. He's like, yeah, it's my wife's anniversary. Don't clap too loud. She's in the car. And they're like, fuck it. And I'm like, God damn it. So it's frustrating when you're doing shit you know is funny in other places. And then it's just whatever is just murdering in front of you.
I know.
Dude, I used to do cruises, and that would happen a lot, dude. And I would go there, and I would have a fine set, whatever, talking about, like, quote-unquote normal stuff, whatever. And then the guy after me would just do, like, man, cruise ship this, cruise ship that, and absolutely murdering. And the amount of time I would go back to my cabin and be like, I'm gonna kill myself. Like
yeah.
I'm gonna.
Yeah,
he's also feeling that way though. So you're okay.
Yeah. And there's part of you that's like, well, I'm bombing on a cruise. Maybe I'm doing something right.
Because if that guy were to do spots,
and also he can't take his act anywhere else.
Yeah, it's either carnival or carnival.
Yeah, but Mark, that's a good point. It's like, yeah, if I'm doing well on this, maybe that's a horrible sign.
Yeah, you see him at the cellar, it would be tough.
Oh, right. He's like, yeah, you know, the elevators and the cruise ship, fucking
he's working the cellar at night. He's fucking amazing. He's closing every show. No, I've definitely been buried by those dudes where you're like, this. I remember there was a guy who buried me in Hartford years ago. I've had a few guys bury me like this, but one guy, it's all sound effects and shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It didn't make sense, but it was fucking
abysmal.
Yeah. They were locals?
He had a bit for being like being high. And he's like, you ever like really high in the grocery store? And then he'd be like, hit it. And it would play like Phil Collins in the Air Tonight. And he'd just be like walking around like as if he's high to that song.
And wow.
Like, I don't know why this is killing, but it's killing. And then out of nowhere, after he'd be like looking for like ice cream sandwiches or whatever during the bit, he'd be like,
God damn.
Guys, this episode is brought to you by, you guessed it, Blue Chew Gold. Okay, listen, if your lady or your fella or whoever's texting you up at 1:30 in the morning is ready for better sex, you should probably be ready too, okay? Don't hit him back with a yes, I'm up. Let him know you up. Send him that Batman signal up high in the sky is your mighty dong. That's where Blue Chew comes in. They've been helping guys feel more confident and perform better in the bedroom for years. And now that they got Blue Chew Gold, what's interesting about Blue Chew Gold is it's not just focused on blood flow. It combines ingredients for blood flow with ingredients focused on mental arousal and connection too. So it's not just, okay, cool, my body works. It's actually being in the mood and mentally locked in. Because we've all had those moments where physically you're good to go, but mentally your brain is somewhere else entirely. You're overthinking, you're distracted, stressed out about. Blue Chew Gold helps get your head and your hardware on the same page. Don't let your mind get in your way of a good time. Yeah, focus on other types of head. Don't let your mind get in the way of a good time. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get your third for free with promo code SOCKS. That's promo code SOCKS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
God damn.
Ba-doom, 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 ba-doom. And that would explode. I was,
God,
like, I can't.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know why this is funny, but it's killing.
Fucking Adam Ray.
And then there's another dude I remember. I think I called you with this shit years ago on like New Year's in Indy at a club called Crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
I remember that.
Why? I had a guy marry me with
it's Crackers.
His clothes, it was just like, I went to like a Backstreet Boys concert and they serenade this woman on stage. They bring her on stage and they serenade her. So I thought I would try that with a guy.
Okay.
And he brings a guy on stage and it hits the song.
Oh.
And he starts like dry humping him. I couldn't follow this shit.
How can you follow
But then
that?
I'm like thinking about the bit. I'm like, the bit is just, isn't gay funny?
Of course.
Yeah. That's the whole bit. And it's murder. I'm like, I can't follow
this
shit.
It's just thunder from down under, but on stage.
Welcome to the Midwest, baby.
But it fucking, it eviscerated.
Were you in the back a little bit like, why are you guys laughing at this?
Well, at first, the first night, you're like, one more time for that. And then night three, you're just like, why are you laughing at that? Explain why this is funny. Because you're just so used to the first 10, 12 minutes, you're digging out of a hole. Because you're like, I can't follow this.
Yeah. You know? It's like opening with dessert. And then you're like, here are the peas and carrots. And you're like, these are great peas and carrots.
That's my act, peas and carrots.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to start with the salad.
But it's not your fans yet either. So they're just people at the comedy show. So you don't really have, like, if it was your people, you could you could at least, like, kind of figure it out.
Well, we also set the room like, this is the show.
Yeah.
This is the show. It's like, we're dancing. It's gay. It's fun. Look at this. This is the show.
Yes.
And then the audience is trained, like, oh, this is the show. And then you go, well, the show's all changing. You go, hold on. I thought the show was what the show was.
Yeah.
Now this
is
a different show. You know what I mean?
And they were just rando people.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, that was easy to digest and obviously funny. You know, it's like that. You ever seen Greg Giraldo roasting Larry the Cable Guy? Mm-mm. He's doing zingers. It's all funny. And then at the end, he's like, why the fuck are you so famous? I don't get it. What the hell? And, you know, he's like this brilliant comedian and he's yelling at the guy with no sleeves, like, what am I doing wrong? And he just breaks the fourth wall.
Yeah, that was fucking great.
All that indie.
But some of those, I mean, you take your licks on the road. It's kind of great too, because it's just, you're just like, okay, I could either give them what I think they want or just stay on the track.
And even if you talk, like I, because of the cruises that I did that year doing cruises and like not doing well a lot, like I had like a whole 7-minute, like my opener was about how much I hated it. And that became like my opener. So it's like this odd thing where you're like, this is horrible. And then you write about how horrible it is.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is fucking hilarious.
You make something out of it because you have to. Your back's against the wall. It's kind of like how in the 90s, you kind of learned how to hit on a girl. Because you had to.
Right.
It was terrifying, and you got humiliated a bunch of times, but eventually you're like, oh, you got a good line going.
Yeah,
now.
You walk Bailey out. Yeah, good. You walk into good. A girl, you're like, hey, great. Tits. Didn't and, work. All right,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's, nice a sliding ass, doors, there's a sliding door scenario when Mike is on this cruise 30 years later smoking a cigarette doing that fucking 10-minute opener.
Yes! Oh,
so it's like, you made it out, dude.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
You made it out.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, wait, yeah. That's something I wanted. Oh, man. I did this gig in Florida at a college, and it was me and a comic. We all know. I'm not going to say his name. So we had to follow. It was a black college in Florida. We had to follow a rap group, and the rap group's killing. People are dancing. They're mm-hmm. up on their feet. They're twirling towels in the air. And he was up, and he goes, I'm not going on. I'm not
really?
Going on. And I was like, what? We were supposed to do half hour each.
Yeah.
And it was him, then me. And he's like, I'm not going on. I can't. He was like a young, meek, kind of hipstery comic. And he's like, I'm out. And they're like, well, now you got to do an hour. And I was like, what the fuck?
What?
Yeah, and this guy got paid?
I don't know if he got paid, but I had to do more time because he's just like, I'm not going on. They're not going to get me. And I was like, I didn't know we could do that. First of all, like, all right. We flew here. Yeah. I'm going to go on. I'll eat shit, but I'm going to go on. So I went on, and I'm walking to the mic, and a guy yells out, look at this fag, and it kills. It gets an applause break. I haven't even gotten to the mic yet. So I'm in such
they're
a New York.
They're all college students, too. Yeah. Like, how are these younger kids bullying me?
I know. And I was like a Brooklyn comic, so I got on the mic, and I was like, hey, man, that ain't cool. What if I was actually gay?
Now you're a substitute teacher?
Yeah. Now I'm like a social justice warrior or whatever. So I'm like, hey, man, that ain't cool. What if I was gay? And he goes, No, you are. Fucking walls blew
two.
Open. Like the roof came off. And then I had to do, 58 minutes after that.
You replay like a Costanza jerk store scenario?
Oh, I had a million of those in my head.
Damn, that's fucking
crazy. It was brutal. This hour was just shit.
Some of those gigs. Yeah, I mean, like, look, I'm from the school that you just take the L. You can't not do the
gig.
Yeah.
Also, I'm like, you need the money. I remember bombing a fucking private event for the Gold Gloves dinner for baseball players.
Oh, shit.
You're literally bombing
wealth
in
there.
You're a legend.
Yeah. All your heroes. Yeah. You're fucking childhood heroes. So I'm like, I'm up there. And they're telling me, you never get to a gig and they're just like, you're going to kill so hard.
Yes.
Like, they won't stop telling you that. And you're just like.
But the more details they give you, you're like, this is going to be awful. Like, it's outside. They're eating a meal. What's going on here?
Well, it was inside. It was at the Plaza, which is like high. It's like the only time I've been to the Plaza in New York is for this. So it's tough. But, yeah, I'm looking around. They're telling me a story about a comic who I won't say who had to walk off stage. He couldn't finish the gig.
Whoa.
And they ripped up his check. And it was a large check. So I'm like, and he didn't fight back because he was like, yeah, I didn't handle that well.
How short did he go?
Oh, my God.
How short? I don't know. But he handled it not just – he was an asshole about it.
Okay.
So and then they told me another comic, like, didn't do well. And I'm just like, you keep telling me I'm going to kill. This sounds like a tough
game. Yeah, like, maybe we go the music route next year, huh?
Right.
What do we get Pharrell up here?
Well, I knew it would be tough because it's 30 minutes, which, like, at a fucking awards dinner.
Yeah,
it's
a nightmare.
You're just like, why do you want – sometimes my fans don't want 30 minutes. Right? You maybe do 30 minutes for a fucking – for people who are, like, just having dinner. Like, they get to the awards. These guys all want to be all, the best fielders in baseball. And first 10 minutes go pretty well because I wrote a bunch of baseball jokes. Right. I'm just doing topical jokes and I'm killing. But after 10 minutes, they're just kind of like, what the fuck?
We don't
like,
care about your life.
First 10 minutes, I remember I see Bob Costas in the crowd and he toasts after one of my jokes. I'm like, holy shit, I got fucking Costas rolling.
Yeah, that's good.
And then after like 10 minutes, I see Costas just turn to a guy. I don't know what he said, but he just went like,
oh,
like,
no.
What happened to this?
I lost Costas.
Oh, no.
And,
are you addressing this type of stuff live or you're just motoring through the air?
I'm trying. Oh. Yeah, I'm addressing it. I'm doing what I can to survive. You're using your tricks. Yeah. But at a certain point, you're just kind of like, I'm like, yeah, I know this is too long, guys. This is what they asked me to do.
Really?
I'm doing what I can do, you know? Showing some self-awareness. I'm like, I know this isn't going well anymore. And I see Dave Winfield. I see fucking Don Mattingly, Johnny Bench. I'm like, this is fucking brutal.
God.
Masters of their craft. And I'm just bombing. Yeah, it was a tough one.
So at what minute?
They didn't rip up my check, though.
Hey!
I made it through.
Minute did it start turning?
Like 10. Probably did like 25. They showed some mercy, and they were like, this is not a good idea. But all these legends. Johnny fucking Bench.
I know.
Do you ever hear the Johnny Bench story that he Mickey Mantle, his hero, comes up to him. He's like, hey, we should go across the street and drink at the Marriott. And he's like, oh my God, my hero, Mickey Mantle, wants to drink with me. And they go across the street. They get to the Marriott. The bouncer goes, I'm not letting you back in, Mick.
Oh.
He used him to try to get him back in the bar.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh. Wow.
Fucking amazing.
Ouch.
Damn.
Ouch.
That fucking sucks.
I had a benefit for McEnroe.
And I did one of these too.
Oh, it was a Sony Hall?
No, I did the one at Caroline's back in the
day. What is McEnroe? I'm sorry.
John McEnroe, the tennis legend.
Oh, yes.
He was like the angry guy. He was
He's a great player. He's in a lot of Sandler movies now. Yeah. That's how the youngins might know him.
Yeah. Mr. Deeds. He's in Mr. Deeds.
Yeah.
He was like Break the Racket. He's a New York guy. So it was a cool event. It was a bunch of hot girls there. It was like great food. Everybody's in a suit. And I'm bombing. And at one point, John McEnroe goes, "You got it, Mark." And dude, that made it way worse.
I got one like that too.
Way worse, because I was like, "Oh, they pity me." Like he's trying to help. He's trying to be nice. I'd rather you be like, "You suck."
You take the mic, you break it.
Yeah.
Right.
Does this look familiar, motherfucker?
Yeah. No, I did one. I had a rough one. Those crowds are terrible. I actually ran into his daughter at a Knicks game once, and she just came over to me and she goes, "I'm John McEnroe's daughter. I was at the gig you did at Caroline's."
Oh,
and
no.
I go, "Oh boy." And she goes, "It wasn't your fault." I was like, all right, that's all I need to go. And then she brought him over and he was like, "Oh, hey," he was really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also did a gig once with him where I did well. So I think I got it back.
Okay. Okay.
But no, he's the man.
I got a 420 bomb. It was in the Hollywood Hills. They rented this house. It's for this weed company.
Right.
It started at 420. It's outside, front row, D-Wade. Dwayne Wade, just front row.
Whoa.
It's stacked with everybody. And I was supposed to do 20 minutes. But what they didn't tell me is that there would be there was music and comedy and then like magic, but each entertainment was matched with a food.
Mm.
So, and it was everything's weed infused. So before the stand-up starts, they go, "We're giving out a weed infused ramen." Like to eat ramen, that's such a focus.
They're giving me the list. They're like, "It's an Oz the Mentalist and a shooter we have booked here." And then,
but like ramen is it's a two-hand thing where you're looking around.
Right.
It's a focused food.
Yeah. And you're high.
Everyone's high. So
they're slurping?
It's outside slurping and it's windy and the wind is getting into the mic. So no, it's like a ratty mic. God.
If you can't watch a foreign film while you're eating it, it ain't right for a comedy show.
I 100% agree. People are slurping, and you know I'm riffing about how shitty the stage is, and they spent money on the event, and then the fucking blah blah blah, and it's just getting nothing. It's getting nothing. And then Jeff Ross was there, and he goes, "You got it, Trev." And
was
that moment, which love Jeff, but God damn, that 20 minutes felt like an eternity. I'm like, I'm on my clothes or 5 minutes in.
He's got to know that ain't helping.
I know, right?
You know, but like friend to friend a little bit. Like,
sure.
Because, I mean, nothing was, the mic's like cutting out. People are slurping food. And I mean, like, you're doing jokes.
Including Jeff. He's like.
So I was hired to do the opening for the VMAs at Radio City Music Hall. It was like a cool gig.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, hey, 10 minutes. I get to just zing and zang. And I'm bombing so bad. It's like all these cool, hip people with crazy outfits walking in. No one's even listening to me. Scott Rogowski, our friend, I'm bombing so bad. He walks up to the stage and goes, and gets a selfie with me. And I take it because I'm bombing anyway.
Yeah.
And at one point I went, J-Lo walked by. I went, J-Lo. And she went, don't talk to me. Don't touch me. Don't look at me. And I did eight. They lit me earlier. They're like, this is pointless.
I have heard that room is bad for comedy. Is that true?
Oh, my God. I can't imagine. It must be the worst gig in town.
Oh, it was horrible. Nobody cared. Nobody listened.
Good paycheck.
I remember Dane Cook at his like peak did it on the show and didn't do well.
Really?
I'm like, this is like at his peak.
Yeah.
This is probably.
Just the structure of it. It's like if that was a balcony that was over the crowd, it would rip. But it's just so far back.
It's also the people that are there. You think J-Lo gives a fuck about comedy?
It was Ariana Grande, all that shit.
They don't even know where they are.
It was like a Miami gig. That's what it felt like.
I saw you open for Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
At the Forum.
Yeah. Oh, you were there?
Yeah. This was maybe, 10, 15 years ago?
That was a great show.
Yeah. My mom really wanted Schumer tickets, and you weren't announced or anything on it. And I was just like, dude, this guy's fucking ripping.
Oh, thanks.
I think you did. I mean, you're probably friends with her, but I think you you did better than her.
Oh, thanks. Well, hey, come on. I don't know.
She's a friend. Hey.
She had that band open. So in an arena, you need that buffer.
I thought it was so cool. She had a jazz trio open.
Oh, sick.
Which was her brother. And it was like such a fucking classy way to get the mood right.
Yes.
You get a jazz band. They were fucking great.
Really good.
She was also the first comedian I ever saw like really utilize like photos in her set. And it murdered.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be like, this is something.
That's
something.
True.
And it showed a photo on the screen. And that just visually.
The alt comedy scene with like a word. Those Brooklyn comics were doing that shit forever.
Yeah.
But like in a theater, you know.
Yeah, or, in a big venue.
Yeah,
you're
just
right.
Duh, why don't we use that? But
totally.
Yeah, I just remembered that.
No, yeah, she She was fun to open for.
Oh, yeah.
It was always a fun
time. Great hotel, private jet for the, you know,
mind-blowing bus. Because she was rich off like the early Hollywood stuff where movie checks were crazy.
But she was touring like crazy.
Crazy. I mean,
She had
a TV show and movies. Yeah.
Won, like a fucking Peabody.
Yeah.
People forget that show was massive and then the movie.
And her fans also like fit y'all style of comp. Like they weren't like, yeah, like raunchy, uptight, kind of whatever.
No,
like,
yeah, they were young, like, cool. Yeah. She was irreverent and
she
fun.
She produced our first hour specials, both of us.
Fun.
Yeah.
On Comedy Central, which was like, everyone wanted to act like they were fans of ours later.
But
we weren't getting those specials without her.
No.
You know, some people at Comedy Central had her back for sure, but you know, but.
She was very giving.
We wouldn't have gotten it without her.
What do you think happened to Comedy Central? I mean,
they didn't adapt.
Yeah.
They went too alty.
Yeah.
Because I had a meeting with Comedy Central, and you walk in the room, and you see the types of people there, and you go, like, okay, this is a very specific niche of comedy. Not that it's wrong, but globally, might not be the standard fit of what kind of somebody in like the Midwest wants.
Well, dude, they got lucky. They had every hit show at once. At one point, they had like fucking South Park, The Daily Show,
Workaholics,
Broad City, Key and Peele, Workaholics,
Tosh.0.
Right, Tosh.0.
They had all these at the same time. And then
insane.
I think they just kind of were like, yeah, we're good. And it's like when you have so much good shit cooking, you don't feel the need, but it's like, okay, but all this other shit. They're like, download the app. No one's downloading your fucking app.
No.
They're still trying to watch this show at 9 p.m. on Wednesday. It's like,
we'll
it's
air not, it once.
It's not how the world works anymore.
Right.
So, yeah, Mark's right. They didn't adapt. And then, you know, Viacom, all this shit, you know, what happened to VH1?
Right.
What happened to
Viacom? Oh, shit.
What happened to all this stuff?
It disappeared.
Right? It's all Viacom.
We're on the island.
Where the hell's Spike?
Spike TV. Mancers? You ever watch Mancers? Mancers is just exactly what this podcast is. Gangland was great.
Gangland
they blur the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Those shows were great.
Oh, yeah. They were doing, they had MTV 2.
Right.
Yeah. There was two MTVs.
Right. That was my first TV credit. I was ecstatic. I couldn't wait for host to be. You got any credits? I'm like, you may have seen it on MTV 2.
Quit bragging over here.
That first credit was crucial.
Well, MTV was huge, right?
I mean,
MTV
was huge. But dude, remember, MTV 2 took over New York. Like that Guy Code shit.
Oh, yeah.
Guy Code was like
over
the first.
New York.
Were you on that or no?
No, I
auditioned, but I wasn't guy-y enough.
No. They wanted a different type of dude, though.
Yeah.
We got fucked a prostitute at 16. That's as guy as it gets.
Come on, you want? I went in drunk.
After you told the story, you should have done one of these. Like, all right.
Yeah, I didn't have enough flavor.
You need to be a little cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought I had enough flavor. Didn't have enough flavor.
I thought you were on that.
No.
He was an intern. Shit.
No, that was Ricky Velez.
Was Ricky on it? I didn't even know Ricky was on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you and Ricky look a little bit alike.
For years, Ricky would text me and be like, so my grandma thought that I did what you did. We like reverse credits and people would be like, yo, I love you on Guy Code. Never on it.
He did Punk with Santino back in the day.
Oh,
yeah.
Did what?
I knew you on something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Okay.
That was back in wild.
It was wild. I went from like having absolutely nothing to like being punked, Ashton Kutcher in the, it freaked me.
Didn't you do
out.
Something like Crazy Famous on your episode? Kardashian or something?
Yeah, Khloe Kardashian. Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, from doing open mics to like praying Khloe Kardashian.
Right, it was like
the
like,
big dick swing and
it was
crazy.
It was wild.
Damn.
It was wild. And it was also wild.
Was she cool when you pranked her or no?
She was, yes, she was. Like after we revealed it was a prank, she was like.
They don't have any no? They don't know anything?
No, dude, because, no, they don't nothing. But it's like, but
they,
it's,
so
it's like
a legit. Cameras.
No, nothing.
Wow.
But it's such a big vouch because if you're getting punked, you are famous enough to getting punked. If you act crazy on it, obviously you want some stuff cut. But if you act like, if you're acting like a surprise or whatever, you're getting vouched.
They
like,
never punked Michael Richards.
But you know what I mean? Like it's like, I'm famous enough to get punked. So yes, please air it. This is awesome.
Did you see the Kanye one ever?
I forget it.
It was crazy. It showed kind of his early craziness because the whole goof was they would steal a can of something like his film or his music video he shot. Yeah, he shot a music video, had it in a big can, like a canister, and they stole it. And he was like, fuck that. And he stole it back and ran off with it. And now they're chasing him. They're like, it's a joke, Kanye. He's like, you ain't getting my shit. And he jumps in a van and drives off. So you're like out crazy punk.
They never have anyone just get in a car, they blow their head off. Like, oh, fuck.
Right.
It was for comedy.
Last season?
You cut to Ash, he has some blood on him. He's like, oh, no.
Yeah, they used to fuck with people so much more, like Boiling Points. You ever see that one on TV?
Which one was that?
I think it was like they would set up actors. Let's say you're getting a coffee, and they would see how long you would last in these crazy situations, and you get like $1 per minute. Maybe that was Next. I don't know. But
they're fucking with strangers.
Yeah. Well, they would
waiting for them to blow up.
Yeah, exactly.
And they would have a time clock.
I don't love.
No.
The, It's like, at least like Impractical Jokers, what I love is they're fucking with each other.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
torturing. The there's a little yeah. bit of the Stranger stuff, but like yeah. they was, make themselves look stupid.
There was a great line. One called Disaster Date where like you would yes. set each other up. Like you're like, Mark hates this type of girl. I'm going to set it because you know him so well. You'd set yeah. him up with everything that he hates and then they'd film that. That was pretty entertaining to watch.
The Boiling Point, they never went to the M16 town. You know? yeah. yeah. Flatter up, more fun up.
They were sending you to the projects in Rochester, New York.
yeah, exactly.
yeah.
Boiling Points in Iran. Let's see what happens.
That's great. Do we have any questions? We have two questions that we end every episode with that are just fan written in. So our producer is somewhere texting them. Oh, thanks for doing right. this.
Yeah, guys, this is so fun. Let's see. All right, ready?
Yep.
So, ladies and gents, this is Sock Talk. My name is Travis. I'm bi. Let's delete that. That's disgusting. That's against God. Just joking. My name is Travis. I'm bi and got with both my girlfriend and her dad.
Damn.
Dog. Do I go...
Well, you got his approval.
You
got to
buy yourself a gun. This is not going to end well.
Do I go for the trifecta and hook up with her mom? We live in Wisconsin, by the way. I don't know why Wisconsin is needed, but yeah.
Might as well. Fuck it. Do the trifecta. Go
if
all
you're
going
to get in trouble, you might as well get the whole family.
Triple Lindy.
Yeah.
You're get right. in there.
Hit the trifecta.
Get the dog.
I have so many questions. I want to know if the daughter is okay with this.
Fuck no.
She probably can't doesn't be. Know. Well, she knows now.
She yeah. definitely knows now. But yeah, because you buy, oh yeah, girlfriend and her dad.
To me, wow. I think buy for a dude is already a red flag. I hate to sound old fashioned, but I'm like,
bodega cat.
More options to cheat. That's what I say.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But what a cool power dynamic. It's like, you're in trouble. Cool. I'm going to fuck your dad. That's yeah. so cool. That's so cool.
I don't think you can break that out in a fight. It's going to make the fight way worse. oh yeah, well, I fucked your dad. Oh, now we're... This is bad.
Yeah.
I can't go out. My dad said I'm grounded. I'll talk to him.
I think, Travis, you should go for the trifecta. That's my way in.
Might as well. I mean, you're already a weirdo.
You go from a weirdo to a legend, though. It's like, this guy fucked my entire family.
yeah, like, that's grandma.
Yeah. It's like, did he fuck everyone? No, just my dad and me. It's like, okay, that's a little weird. You right. get the whole family. Like,
that's true.
This guy's got a mission.
You might have a
missionary. It's on the family.
right.
Yeah. How easy is everybody in there?
Does she have a younger brother? That could get weird.
Yeah. You should go for the trifecta. You're already going to go to hell. So you should just go for the trifecta.
that is fucking dark.
Wild.
That is crazy.
I love it.
These are the people that ride in, and we love them for that.
We
good
love
for you, Travis.
Yeah. Sorry, cut around.
Funny that he went for the dad first, not the mom.
Yeah.
It was bi.
Right, but I'm saying like, we don't know if the dad's bi.
Well,
like it's harder to convince to get the dad on board.
I think it's more impressive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying because
the mom would be easier after.
Right, he converted. He converted the dad.
Sounds like it.
The dad's bi too.
But I guess he got
a bi. Buy one, get one free.
Hey, BOGO dick. sorry. All right, this is just a question, right? What's something you judge people for instantly but pretend you don't?
Ooh. Good question.
Being a bi male, I guess. I don't know. Judging for...
The movie taste is a big one. If someone's like, dude, you know, Paul Blart, my number one, or something like that.
Yeah.
Not that Paul Blart's bad. That was a bad example. But movie taste is bad. You know, you always have the guy who's like, I love Big Bang Theory. You know,
right.
That's my shit. And you're like, really? More than The Office or Seinfeld? He's like, I really don't get into those. Big Bang Theory.
I guess taste. And also, if you're like an annoying food person, I definitely judge it.
Like what, picky?
I don't like
picky
the
tough.
Picky's tough for
I don't
a
like
man.
The yeah. half order in kind of English and then half is like little spruced up. I went on a date with a girl and she was like,
if we're dating, not if it's like a guy, I don't care. But if it's someone you go out with all the time.
Well, I just went on one date and it never happened after this, but the girl was like, I'll do the, you know, this is the appetizer and then I can do the pizza with the mozzarella. And I just was and me and the waiter had like a moment where I was like, and I wanted, but I didn't sign off on this, but the mozzarella and everything else.
You're
is,
a fake Italian.
Yeah. I think she was Italian background, but
it's just performative. Fucking sit
but when
down
everything
here.
Else, but it was such a hard mozzarella. I'm like, God, I just
no.
I
don't
like it. It's a Chuck E. Cheese, all right.
Yeah, it's like you're like, this is low class Italian shit.
Yeah, exactly. Because
it's fake Italian.
Yeah, I just didn't.
No that, real Italian.
That stuck out.
They don't
for
talk
me.
Like that in fucking Sicily.
No.
No.
Or the whole sentence would have that.
Yeah. Well,
from the second I pick you up, you kind of have like a little bit of an accent. Then that's great. Or you're doing hand shit when we're talking. You're drinking me out with a hand. If it's authentic, but like out of left field, I didn't even know she was Italian until she said that. Because afterwards, I was like, oh, that was really Mutaro?
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, I'm Italian. I go, if you have to tell me you're Italian.
Right. I went to a pizzeria once with Sebastian and Andrew Dice Clay. They wouldn't stop doing that.
I thought this was
hey, I got the mozzarella. No, I don't know.
I think something that I don't ever say in the moment, obviously because it's super mean, is when I was single, I'd go out with a girl. And I obviously on like dating apps, you don't know how she, they don't know how they sound. And you sit on a date and like that, that like grainy vocal fry.
Vocal fry act. Is tough.
Dude, I and you can't be like, can you stop talking how you definitely talk?
It drink really, some lotion.
But dude, it kills me.
We need some. Like we need the voice option on these dating
Yes!
I want to hear that voice.
Yeah. They have that for Hinge where you can put a prompt on there. Okay. But I think it's only guys that use it.
Yeah, of course.
And they're pretty funny though. Some people will screen record them and like post them online. It's always like, what's your dream day? It's like, me and you, baby girl, we just posted up by the yard. It's pretty cool.
Oh, you know what's a tough one? It's mean to the waiter.
I once ended a thing over that.
Really?
I was so mad. I was like,
because it puts you in the same position as them. It's like when an Uber driver is driving crazy and then you're in the back seat, you're like, I'm an accomplice.
Just rude to other people.
Yeah,
it kills me.
Doing this shit. Come here.
And then they point to you.
Yeah. Oh God.
It's if you see that side early, it ain't gonna get better.
Yeah, it's so telling about how they handle everything else. And they're like sense of entitlement and all of it.
What was your one that you had with her?
With the waiter?
Yeah, was there a specific instance? It was a bartender. Instance?
She was really rude. She insulted him. So I forgot exactly what she said, but she insulted him in a way. And she was like, well, I'm kidding. And I was just like, nah.
Ew.
I was just like, I said, apologize to him. And she did.
Nice.
He came back over and she goes, I'm very sorry. And I was like, all right. But
how rude was she? Like, do you know what she was saying?
I forgot. She was a little buzz, but it was like not enough to be.
N-word.
Hold on. Yeah.
But no, it was just like out of line. It was like condescending. And I was like, nope.
But those moments too, it's like, I feel like sometimes you're on a date with a girl and she knows you're a comic. There's like a part of her that she tries to like be funny.
Oh,
and you're
like,
oh, you don't know how to really do it. Like, if, you know,
it's just negging.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
I hate the negging.
Yeah. Hold on.
Well, I think that's an episode. We did.
Ladies.
Sam Morril, Mark Norman.
I mean, you guys want to plug dates?
Both on tour.
Yeah, I'm all over Europe in September, and I'm in Verona, New York. When did this come out?
Probably 2 weeks. 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, Verona, New York, Turning Stone Casino, June 6th. And I'm literally all over Europe.
He's coming.
All these random places in Europe at late August to mid-September. Should be fun.
All right. I'll be your neck of the woods, Irvine. Come see me at Irvine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Spokane, a bunch of other places. MarkNormanComedy.com. Punch up. Get some Bodega Cat.
Yeah, we got a whiskey, a Bodega Cat whiskey.
BodegaCatWhiskey.com.
Look at that. Yeah. Check out our pod.
Whiskey's incredible, smooth, awesome. Go grab yourself a bottle.
Good rye.
And we got a fun
podcast ourselves. We might be drunk, and these guys are going to be
That's right.
We did a little... crossover. I think they're both pretty fun.
Thanks for having us on Cumptown.
Hold on.
That's pretty much what it is.
Guys, that's it, man. Thank you so much. Till next week, I got a fat old big old dick. I love you guys. Bye.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. You know that moment when you're in your stylist chair and you're describing your dream hair like it's a Pinterest board come to life, but you have zero idea how to make it happen at home? That is my Roman Empire. But Amiga totally gets it. Their clean, vegan, cruelty-free, clinically proven formulas are why stylists swear by them. I'm obsessed with the Wizard Detangling Primer. It's like a magic spell for my hair. For a limited time, save 15% off your order with code FAMOUS15 on loveamiga.com. Restrictions may apply.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular weekday evening. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.